It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. It's now 7:30 with a check of news. I'm Gail Warner, looking at the forecast, bringing us partly sunny skies for your Memorial Day and looking for a high reaching near 72. We'll have a complete look at your forecast at the close of our look at news. Let's get into some of the Memorial Day celebrations, but first let's talk about a closing. North Winthy Drive will be closed from Evergreen Avenue to North Custer Drive. This will be in effect from Tuesday, tomorrow, May 27th, through Friday, May the 30th, from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that's for the excavation and installation of a sanitary manhole. Again, that's North Winthy Drive, closed from Evergreen Avenue to North Custer Drive. This will be in effect from tomorrow through Friday, May 30th, from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Department of Central Management Services has received notice from Governor J.B. Pritzker that all persons or entities covered by the Illinois Flag Display Act are to fly their flags at half staff in honor of Memorial Day today. Please lower the United States flag and the state flag at all buildings occupied by your agency's personnel from sunrise until noon today. Memorial Day observances in Effingham are scheduled for today at 9 a.m. at St. Anthony Cemetery at Theodore Hoffman Gravesite, VFW, at 10:30 a.m. Oak Ridge Cemetery at the Military Gravesite, and at 11:30 this morning at Woodlawn Cemetery immediately following the services there at Oak Ridge. Also, the Altamont Memorial Day Parade will be today. Lineup and registration will be at the Altamont High School starting at 9 a.m. this morning. This parade will step off at 10 a.m. The usual parade route will be followed. It will end at Union Cemetery. For any other details on the Altamont Memorial Day celebrations, you can contact Tom Denton at 618-214-9386 or Kendall Balding at 217-821-5121. The American Legion Post 512 there in Altamont is having a cookout today for Memorial Day at the Triangle in downtown Altamont, and that will take place from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Post is cooking butterfly pork chops, bratwurst, pork burgers, and hot dogs. Proceeds from this cookout in Altamont go to supporting the Post and the American Legion programs that they support. At Mount Zion Cemetery in Elliottstown, they will again have flags displayed on all veterans' gravesites to honor all those who died in service to the United States during peacetime and war. The cemetery is very well manicured. With this in mind, if you have family buried at Mount Zion Cemetery and you would like to make a donation to help with the upkeep of the mowing and trimming, it will be greatly appreciated. Please send your donations to Junior McKinney, President of Mount Zion Cemetery, 5732 North County Road, 1300 East in Charleston, 61920. Or you can call them for information on how to donate at 618-367-4228. Also today at 10 a.m. at the Edgewood Cemetery, speaker will be Loella Baker. And if you have questions, please contact the Edgewood Legion at 618-238-4193. Again, their services get underway at 10 a.m. today for their Memorial Day celebrations. The Diedrich Community Memorial Day commemoration will begin today at 10 a.m. as well. Master of ceremony will be Mayor Brad Hardick. He is a Diedrich High School graduate of 1993, Lakeland Associates degree holder, wife Heidi, two sons, Hayden and Breyer, and 2012 Top 20 Under 40 Award winner. Guest speaker there will be Mrs. Ruthie Welty, and they just have a lot of things going on. The flagship of all memorials received the Governor's Hometown Award in 2002 at the Diedrich Community Veterans Memorial. The original arch was built in 1920 to honor the Diedrich Machine Gun Company and World War I veterans. The memorial was dedicated on May 30th, 2001. Over 1,600 names appear on the wall there at Diedrich. The Strasburg Lions Leo Club's Memorial Day celebration takes place today at 11 a.m. at the Strasburg Veterans Memorial. The speaker there will be Tawn Tipsword, Master Chief Petty Officer E9 in the U.S. Navy. Contributors will be Admiral Kevin Martin of the U.S. Navy, USS Winston Churchill Flag, Master of Ceremony Leo James, current president of the Strasbourg Lions Leo Club. In case of inclement weather, the program will be held in the Strasbourg Community Building, but I don't think that will be necessary. I think the rain's going to hold off until later tonight and overnight. Again, those are the celebrations there in Strasbourg at 11 a.m. at the Strasbourg Veteran Memorial. On June 1st, Effingham County Fish will be celebrating 55 years of serving Effingham County residents. In 2020, Fish planned to raise $50,000 for 50 years. However, COVID had other plans. Therefore, in 2025, Fish is striving to raise $55,000 for 55 years. Fish is an all-volunteer nonprofit organization whose mission is to elevate the quality of life for those among us in need in Effingham County. Fish offers many services for Effingham County residents, and if they are requesting your help to raise that $55,000 by giving a donation to the organization. Like every other organization, Fish is experiencing higher costs on everything. Therefore, a dollar does not go as far as it used to. Plus, they are serving a higher number of people here lately. You may send your gift to Effingham County Fish, P.O. Box 473, Effingham, Illinois, 62401. No gift is too small. Every dollar counts. And every gift to Fish is, of course, tax deductible. For questions, you may reach them by emailing ecfishhumanservices@gmail.com. For the second year in a row, data collected from the Southern Illinois Wheat Tour projected a record weighted average yield. This year's estimate is 106 bushels per acre. The tour, organized by the Illinois Wheat Association, included four groups that collected tiller and spikelet count samples from 89 fields in 22 counties on May the 20th. Everything looks good even before crunching the numbers, Jessica Rutkowski, a wheat breeder with the University of Illinois, told Farm Week. There was some lodging, but they have had some pretty severe weather, so that's not really too surprising. Yield estimates range from 50 bushels per acre in Coles County to 154 bushels in Clark County, with projections for 14 of the sample counties exceeding 100 bushels. Rutkowski said the estimate has her optimistic about the 2025 crops, but wheat still needs to go through the crucial and critical grain-filled period, which will impact the final yields. Last year, we had some head scab and some other issues that interfered with good grain filling. There definitely is potential for scab again this year, but she expects that they will probably have a little bit lower yield than what was predicted, just because of the potential for lower kernel weight. Aside from the yield estimates, the tour provides a variety of benefits to participants. Rutkowski said she got a better idea of management practices and trends in the area. Of the fields that she saw, she noted a wide range of row spacing, and every field had been sprayed with fungicide. Some of the fields that she visited had been planted after corn, so that seems to be maybe gaining popularity here in Illinois. So things look good for the wheat yields this year. That's a look at local and area news. We'll be back with area deaths and a look at your forecast here in 2 minutes.
Red or green? The question that draws a line in the sand for the farming community. Regardless of which side you're on, Effingham County Farm Bureau members can enjoy a discount with John Deere and Case IH. Members can save up to $500 off select Case IH equipment. John Deere offers Farm Bureau members a free Platinum One membership. Not a Farm Bureau member? Give us a call at 342-2103 or visit Illinois Farm Bureau online and join today.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. Ford has announced employee pricing for all. This means what Ford employees pay, you pay. Also, any rebates, mailers, and other incentives also will be taken off these already low prices. This is a great opportunity to get a new vehicle at a great price. This program is called From America for America and is offered for most Ford and Lincoln products, with only a few exceptions. These offers are good through June 2nd. Feel free to stop by or call with any questions about product or pricing. Thank you from everyone at Northside Ford for your continued business.
Now hiring at Evergreen Nursing and Rehab, full-time LPNs and RNs with new starting rates, higher on bonuses, shift and weekend differentials. Also hiring for CNAs, housekeeping, and dietary departments. Part-time positions are also available. Apply at heliahealthcare.com/evergreennursingandrehab. Evergreen, bringing you home.
Attention farmers, Lincoln Land Agri-Energy in Palestine, Illinois is now offering free deferred pricing through June 2026 on current corn deliveries. This is a limited time program and will remain open while space is available. For more details on Lincoln Land's extended free storage program, contact their office at 888-586-2321 or visit their website, LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com. That's LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Now taking a look at area deaths, John P. Mettendorf, 74, of O'Fallon, Missouri, formerly of the Effingham area, passed away on Thursday, May the 22nd. A funeral mass will be held at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, May 28th, at St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church in Effingham. Burial will be in Woodlawn Cemetery in Effingham with military rites. Visitation for John P. Mettendorf will be held on Tuesday, May 27th, from 4 to 6 p.m. at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham with a prayer service at 6 p.m. Mary Catherine or Kathy Winchester, 73, of Effingham, passed away on Wednesday, May the 21st. There will be no services. Arrangements for Kathy Winchester are by Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Terry Merlin Lankow passed away on May 22nd. Family and friends are invited to gather and pay their respects at Bermerstead Funeral Home from 12 to 1 p.m. on Wednesday, May 28th. A graveside service will follow at 1:30 p.m. at Stewartson Cemetery with military honors by the American Legion Post 611 of Stewartson. Bermerstead Funeral Home in Stewartson is assisting the family of Terry Lankow. Margaret J. Jens, 81, of St. Elmo, died Saturday, May 24th. Arrangements are now pending at Geese King Funeral Home in Altamont. Rita Cox, 65, of Charleston, passed away on May 20th. A celebration of life service will be held at 7 p.m. tomorrow, May 27th, at Barclay Funeral Chapel in Greenup. Memorial visitation will be from 4 to 7 p.m. tomorrow at the funeral chapel for Rita Cox. Edward John Yeager, 84, of Newton, passed away Wednesday, May 21st. A mass of Christian burial will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow at St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic Church in Newton with Father Jake White celebrating mass. A private visitation will be held for Edward Yeager. Robin Ray Gill, 64, of Clay City, passed away on Wednesday, May 21st. It was Rob's wishes for cremation and a private family service to be held at a later date. Jack Edwards Lamar, 70, of Jewett, passed away on Friday, May 23rd. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. Saturday, May 31st, at the Meyer Funeral Home Bishop Chapel in Greenup. Visitation will be held 2 hours prior to the service time for Jack Lamar. Burial will be in Jewett Cemetery in Jewett. Virgil H. Gentry, 102 years of age, of Greenup, passed away Friday, May 23rd. Funeral services for Virgil Gentry will be held at 3 p.m. Tuesday, May 27th, at Meyer Funeral Home, Bishop Chapel in Greenup. Visitation will be held from 2 to 3 p.m., 1 hour prior to services at the funeral home. Burial will be in the Jewett Cemetery in Jewett for Virgil Gentry of Greenup. Vernon Ray Hildebrand, 86, of Newton, passed away on Friday, May 23rd. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. Friday, May the 30th, at the Crane Funeral Home in Newton. Visitation for Vernon Ray Hildebrand will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday, May 29th, at the funeral home. Burial will be in the Westlawn Memorial Park Cemetery in Newton. Visitation for 81-year-old Dennis Ray Riley of St. Elmo will be Tuesday, May 27th, from 5 to 7 p.m. at Pagel Funeral Home in St. Elmo. Again, that is visitation for 81-year-old Dennis Ray Riley of St. Elmo. Let's take a check of your forecast now for the Effingham area. Partly sunny with a high near 72 today. East to northeast winds at 9 to 13 miles per hour with wind gusting as high as 21 miles per hour in some areas. For tonight, a 40% chance of showers, mainly after 1 a.m. Cloudy with a low around 55. A 50% chance of showers on your Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 67. Tuesday night, a 40% chance of showers before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy, a low of 56. And for midweek Wednesday, it starts off a few days of sunshine at least with a high near 70 on Wednesday, partly cloudy, a low of 53. More sunshine for Thursday and Friday, highs near 73 and lows near 54. Our high yesterday reaching 66 degrees, our overnight low 53, and it's currently 56 degrees here in Effingham. That's a look at local and area news. I'm Gail Warner reporting.